you actually became a teacher.
Yes.
And where did you go to get your training?
At the normal school, Vancouver.
In Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And when did you start to teach?
1951-52 was my first year, and I taught in Port Coquitlam.
Uh-huh.
It was a marvelous place to teach. The people were just the greatest people, and the children were marvelous, just marvelous. They were really, that was a special community. And I was there for 3 years, and then I moved to Delta, and I taught at the old Kennedy School there. I don't know if you know that on the corner. And then I moved to Annieville. Annieville was opening. And that was basically a Norwegian community, Annieville, as you probably know. So that last year we were there, we moved in on November the 13th, I remember. And we had, the children from Annieville had been in a one-room school there. And that area had just grown because, but at that time, Delta and Surrey shared schools. So we took their elementary children and they took our secondary because we didn't have a secondary at the, or high school was at that time, in North Delta. And that the school, we had our classes made up at Kennedy so that we could just move everything from the classroom into a classroom at Annieville. And we had boxes, given boxes and bags, big paper bags. And we had the children put all their things in this paper bag, and we put them in the boxes. The maintenance crew came, took all this. We weren't even missing an eraser when we got down there. It was a move like anything. And when we went down to Annieville, most of the children in my grade 3 class were Norwegians. And or my grade 2 class, I guess it was. Anyway, I taught those children in grade 2, and then they moved to grade 3. And so we got to know one another really well, and there were some very, very special children in that class. Mm-hmm. And in the grade 2 class, we had a lot of new children came. The grade 1 class was by itself because there were so many new children. And then in the grade 2-3 class, it was mostly the grade 2s that were new. But the second year I was there, I still had 2 and 3. And by Christmas time, there were 48 children in my class. And these new classrooms, for some reason or other, didn't seem to be as large as the others because there was a baffle in the back for the cloakroom, and I think that cut it off. You know, I can't prove that it wasn't as large, but it didn't seem as large to me. And we barely had room for one of those oval library tables, and that was it. And we also had desks that were not on runners, and these things, like there was tables and chairs for the grade threes, and they were a bit bigger, the tables. So, you know, you had three across. And these children, you know, they were just wonderful. And so they got another teacher, and they had to build on another classroom. But when they had built the school, we had a Norwegian fellow by the name of Neustad, who had been on the school board, and he had been fighting for an indoor toilet for Richardson School for many years because his children went there. And that's why he got on the school board. And he was a builder. And so they decided that they would hire him as a builder, and we would be allowed to build our own schools. And we were the only school district in the province that was allowed to do that. Victoria actually allowed it. And when they did this, they, because it was growing so quickly, they would build the four-room school, and then they would build the foundation for another two classrooms, with the cement and everything. And then they would put a roof over it, and that was a covered play area. Then, when they needed a classroom, all they had to do was just put some walls in it, and it was ready to go. Smart as could be. But they did that.
Yes.
You know, whenever they built a new school, they did that.
When you first taught in Delta, you actually lived there for a while then, did you? And,
well, yeah, I and boarded
then you,
there.
And then you, when did you move back home?
Well, I was, I would go home on the weekends. And then, I guess when I moved to Annieville, then I rode back and forth with the principal. And he was married to a Norwegian, too. It's quite funny, all the Norwegian connections. And then in 1958, oh yes, I had 58 children at the, or 48 children at the end of, at Christmas time. And that Heights was growing so quickly that by the end of June, I had another 48. So I had two registers. And the superintendent, he came to the school, and they had a had a consultant there. And this lady was leaving, so they were looking for another one. So he decided I was going to be the consultant. And I said, I don't want to be a consultant to go to all these teachers around, you know. And so, anyway, he went to the principal and he said to the principal, you tell her that she's going to be the consultant. She might as well accept it because she's being appointed.
And that's what you did for the next 28 years, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, I guess it was. I was consultant for 2 years because you could only be a consultant for 2 years. And okay. Then I was made supervisor.
Oh, and then the supervisor. Okay.
And it was, that was... Again, you know, you had wonderful people to work with. We had the kindergarten classes there. They came in when I was there, and we had it a year before it was actually law that you had to have a kindergarten. So we had a head start on that. And that 1 year, I spent the whole year, basically, besides visiting teachers and helping out in classrooms, any spare time I had was ordering equipment, going to look at toys and, you know, anything you could think of. The classrooms were built to our specifications. The fellow, Newstead, he built those classrooms.
So was your teaching career as a supervisor, was that pretty well in Delta then?
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
And when did you retire?
1985.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. 85? 86.
And
yeah,
and you lived at the Curtis Street house during
yes,
all that period.
Yes, my dad had died, and my mother was alone, and she wasn't that well, so I lived with her.